The biggest crowd to ever watch a National Women's Soccer League match filled the downtown Portland stadium last night. More than 21,000 fans saw the Seattle Reign defeat the home team Portland Thorns 1-0. The sold-out Providence Park is another sign of how women's professional soccer is getting a nice boost on the heels of the recent Women's World Cup in Canada, but for how long? Correspondent Tom Bonsi has more.
The U.S. national team broke all kinds of TV ratings records on their way to victory in the Women's World Cup of Soccer early this month. Now the stars from that World Cup are returning to the pitch with their home clubs. Sold out, Providence Park erupted in thunderous cheers during a pregame ceremony to welcome back the World Cup veterans. American stars Alex Morgan and Tobin Heath play for the Portland Pro Team. Megan Rapinoe and Hope Solo play for Seattle. This was the first Thorns game ever for Portland mother Catherine Lipari, who brought her daughters.
We watched the World Cup and, you know, have made an affinity for several players, and we're excited to see them. So I'm super excited. I feel like we're on the cutting edge of women's sports history.
The afterglow of the World Cup also brought out Miriam Nava of Woodburn, Oregon. She came decked out in her youth soccer team jersey.
I want to see, like, Rapinoe, Hope Solo, the people that played in the U.S. right now. It's just, like, shaking. I'm shaking right now. So, yeah.
Women's pro soccer saw a spike in fan interest after previous World Cup campaigns, but it didn't last. Neither of two previous U.S. women's pro soccer leagues survived past their third seasons. The NWSL is halfway through its third year. Brandon Culp is Seattle Reign FC's senior director of marketing. He says there's no question there will be a fourth season next year. Culp says the World Cup boost will solidify the league.
It's changing the league's financial stability because people are coming out in droves. We're seeing not just ticket sales, but we're seeing merchandise sales through the roof, people wanting to join our camps, and traffic to our website, as well as all of our social media.
The trick for the league and its Northwest teams will be to convert newfound fans into loyal followers. Culp says families and youth soccer players are already in the fold. Now he wants to go after what he calls young professionals.
So we're already seeing people that bought a single ticket to see the homecoming match are converting and purchasing three packs, or people are already starting to inquire to us about 2016 season tickets. So there's a huge wave of energy behind this. And I don't think that wave of energy is something that's going to dissipate.
The Seattle Reign are pursuing a local TV broadcast contract to increase their exposure, too. That's apart from a deal Fox Sports struck during the World Cup to broadcast a handful of remaining regular season and playoff games on cable. Portland Thorns coach Paul Riley predicts we won't know for a while whether the World Cup delivered a temporary bounce or something more lasting.
The true test of the World Cup is probably not this year, it's probably in the season ticket sales for next year for all the clubs.
The 2016 Olympics could reignite fan interest in women's soccer if it flags once the glow of the World Cup subsides. But that's a double-edged sword. The clubs in the U.S. Women's Pro League have to figure out how to sustain fan interest while their biggest, most marketable stars go away to play with the Olympic teams. I'm Tom Bonsi in Portland.